week on the Reflex Blue Show, David Cadavy and the most pointless taste test ever. I think we should let David run it.
No, I don't think so. I think you guys are the host. You should run it.
No.
I'm going to pass it over to Donovan then, and I'm just going to kind of commentate on this one. Welcome to the Reflex Blue Show
15.
Apparently, show 15. We've been doing a lot lately.
It's insane.
What's amazing is it's going to be like 6 months before show 15 actually airs from the time that we recorded here.
And we're going to do a bit here to start the show off, which will date this.
Oh, God. That's right. This is so going to date the show.
Yeah.
But we have to
do it. Because we may have 15 shows. Mountain Dew has 15 new flavors.
Yeah. Are they in the fridge?
They're in the fridge.
Shall I get them?
We shall get them.
While I'm getting them, why don't you introduce our best friend and guest?
David Cadavy.
Hi, I'm David Cadavy.
Give David like a real introduction.
This is David Cadavy on our show. He was on our show before, like 12 episodes ago.
Your fridge is not very cold.
Oh, well, this is going to be a hard taste test then.
Wait, these look the same.
Mountain Dew.
They are. I thought there were three different flavors. Oh, wait, okay, here they are. They're here. These bottles.
We've got
two cans.
Of somewhat cold voltage, Mountain Dew voltage.
I would say passably cold.
Yeah. Well, and we got a 20-ounce bottle of The Revolution.
Cold like a window on a warm day.
And we have a 20-ounce bottle of the Supernova.
Yeah, now what these look like they amount to is a black can, transparent puce, and light blue.
They're very different from one another.
They certainly are.
And supposedly
color.
You can go to like MountainDew.com.
What color
if
is
the
voltage?
Show airs or you used to voltage. Could have and vote on which flavor sticks around forever.
Okay, well, based on name, I'm going to go with the Revolution because that was the original name of the Nintendo Wii.
That was
the code name before they changed it to penis. I mean, Wii.
Based on color, I'm going with voltage because it has the most black.
Yep. David, do you have an early prediction? We're going to do a taste test here.
So we're going to determine which one is best, is that?
Yeah, based on looks alone right now and then by taste.
And here comes the voltage.
Oh, I imagine that voltage is going to be sweet when sipped, and therefore during... So
this
is going to be a gulping taste
this
test?
Is,
or
no, voltage is like the same effing color as... Okay, no, Revolution has got a little bit more purple to it.
Now, we're pouring these into cups because we're not going to drink three cans of Mountain Dew before we record a show or whenever,
so,
you know.
So yeah, well, I've already got one Busch Light in me because Busch Light is on sale and that's the way
this is a sipping
happen.
Taste test, huh?
Yeah, okay.
This isn't a blind taste test,
it,
though.
It turns out it's not. Well, then we wouldn't know. We'd be like, this
oh,
one's
it smells
the best.
Like
which
Kool-Aid.
One was it? Oh, hell,
now,
I don't
now
know.
Voltage is charged with raspberry citrus flavor and ginseng. And these these were all Dew drinker designed.
This might kill me. I haven't had Mountain
Which
Dew
one
in
of
like
these
10
is this?
Years.
Which this is voltage we're drinking?
Like Mountain Dew,
and
but
you
blander.
You guys are downing it.
Hmm.
It's
I'm gonna say no.
Okay, you know what I just realized? When this hit my mouth, what I wanted was Mountain Dew Halo 3 edition. And
I've got a warm can of that up here, too.
I've got a warm bottle of that at my house, and it's way past its drinkable date. This is not as good as Mountain Dew Halo Edition. That's going to be my litmus test for this.
Okay.
So far, voltage kind of sucked. I would drink it if it was put in front
you,
of me.
Are you going to be ready for the Revolution?
We started the Revolution.
Yeah, I agree. That one kind of sucked, too.
Wait, no, hey, do that thing. Do it by the mic on mine, too. Oh, maybe you could hear that. That was good. David's gonna do his.
When?
Get the fizz.
He
okay,
can't, he
now
can't
what
handle
are we drinking
the full now? This is
the
Dew
Revolution.
Infused with wild berry fruit flavor and ginseng.
I like wild berries.
I always thought that wild berry was kind of a cop out. Like what?
I always call it wild
in?
Berries.
Wait, is it
like
is it,
my last name?
Is wild berry a type of berry or is it like a strawberry?
No, it's like a it's like a grouping of berries. It's like raspberry, blueberry.
Berry.
Nutberry, you know, all those kind of crazy berries.
Red number six berry.
Donovan berry, Chuck berry.
Well, the wild berry has the lampshade on his head. That's my cousin.
This sucks. This is terrible.
Dude.
Oh.
You want to drink the rest of mine?
Oh. I don't even think if it was fully cold it would be good.
I have to clear out the cup.
It's too bad you don't have a sink here.
It really is. Okay.
We're going to take a break and clear out the cups before we can move on.
Okay, yeah. Seriously.
Revolution, not a revolution.
Seriously, pause the show.
Okay.
Revolutionary.
Okay, we're back.
Yeah, that was frightful.
Donovan just lost his security deposit because we got half the bottle of Revolution on the carpet now.
Yeah. This is like, you know, design comps. You present three, and one of these is going to get used.
Okay. So far, the voltage is still not as good as Halo. Still not as good as Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Was the second one the experimental version that the intern put together? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Revolution, okay, let's just...
Although I do
I'm not
like
going to make any more Revolution
best.
Jokes.
Supernova.
It tastes like balls.
No, Supernova here.
Revolution not, tastes like taint.
Not to be confused with, like, Tommy Lee's band or former band or whatever it was.
Was his band named Taint?
No, I think it was
okay,
Supernova.
Okay, I'm like a little bit afraid now.
He only wants, like, a drinking? Shot worth. This is the Supernova.
Like, Supernova, and just like, a little bit for David.
There. That's it.
And this is kind of a pinkish hue. The others were both very similar. This is
moving into a warmer color palette on this one gives me just a little bit of hope. But after that last
no,
one,
don't sip yet. Oh, I gotta explain what we're drinking.
I was so eager.
This is due with a blast of strawberry, melon flavor, and ginseng.
Stop saying blast. It's just got strawberry syrup in
it. It says
it's
a blast.
It doesn't matter.
No,
what do the ingredients
it's more
say?
Extreme. If
what
there's
kind
a
of
blast?
This is a blast of calcium diazepam. Eda to protect flavor.
Okay,
wait, you know, we need to do the like the swish around and
oh,
smell.
Yeah, should we do it like wine?
You know, no, but I have a question.
Don't
what kind
spit
of melon,
this out on my floor, too.
What kind of melon is this? Is this watermelon?
This is a strawberry melon flavor.
What kind is it?
It's a strawberry melon flavor.
Cantaloupe melon or?
Just drink it.
Watermelon. I just have a bone to pick with whoever makes the artificial melon flavor.
It tastes weird, man.
This is the only one I could drink a full can of, though.
Okay, I'm going to take this other can of the Voltage because I got work to do after the show. The thing is, this is making my stomach hurt, man. This is like Donaghy Estates.
I'm going
to
try this Voltage again. Yeah.
Here, I'll split that can with you. The Voltage should win. If you're out there and there's still time to
you
vote
know,
on this.
You know, those are close enough. I'm going to go black can wins Voltage.
Oh God!
Yeah.
It's unanimous.
I don't like any of them, but
no. One comp has to win.
Oh, okay,
you present
yeah.
three comps. Client's gonna take
I'm gonna,
one.
I'm gonna fire you. And,
wait, can I
hire a different firm?
Can we take the color palette of Supernova and put it with the flavor of Voltage and then erase all of them
and then
just
call
do
it the Revolution?
I would just like to do the. The Halo flavor again.
You're that client that wants a little of everything.
If you can get some more of this melon flavor into it, too,
Nate,
that would be
Nate
really
has
great.
Become the client that
I
wants
feel
a
sick.
Piece of this comp with a piece of that comp to make a better comp.
Yeah,
tastes
I think
like
this is
the
good.
Urine of Satan after a hearty dose of asparagus.
Maybe you could tell me what your sixth grade daughter likes about each of them too, and then we could put that in there. Maybe she likes.
Well, go to democracy.com.
Oh yeah,
and
let
vote.
Us know if you can still vote on this by the time the show airs in 5 weeks.
Maybe you can vote on none of the above.
Oh,
all this caffeine and sugars in my system, and I think my heart rate's like 220 right now.
Yeah, you're a pretty fit guy, Dave. You don't look like the type that puts down a lot of Mountain Dew Revolution.
Don't drink a lot of soda. I drank soda like 10 years ago, maybe. But
do you drink like tea, or are you just one of those guys that can
drink tea?
Drink water.
Lots of tea. Tea and water.
Yeah.
And beer.
And
gin
beer.
And tonics.
Yeah, you were saying a minute ago, like, that's one of those things I can't have. Like beer. Chug, chug, glub, glub. So
I have a slight wheat allergy, but I ignore it.
Wheat or, yeah, okay. So today we're going to talk about something that people in the world believe that we know a lot about here on the show. But I don't necessarily feel that we do, although results prove otherwise.
You know more than you think that you know.
Apparently. I've never put it into words, so I'm glad you guys are here today to do it, and I'm just going to sit back here and make jokes. David, Donovan, we're here to talk about networking.
Networking.
And David's got a great
we got
thing
like
that
a whole
kind of
wicked
follow.
Outline from David
Maybe
for this
we'll get
show.
Through it.
Which, I just want to say to all future Reflex Blue Show guests, please do follow David's example and send us an outline.
And if you do follow an outline, Nate will maybe even draw a custom image of you like you did with David.
We might. Well,
that would
I've
be
been,
awesome.
Hopefully
yeah.
been doing that the
I'm
whole
looking
time.
Looking forward to seeing that. It's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. Let's just cut this short so that I only have to edit out so much if the whole thing breaks down and goes to hell.
Yeah.
So, networking. One of the things that I've found to be important in graphic design and professionalism in general is getting to know people and knowing networking with them. That was my BS intro to networking. Here's how I'm going to kick us off.
Well, Nate, you know a lot about networking. You forget that you got your first jobs based on networking.
Now I lost my train of thought. Now you actually gave me a real intro, but it's sort of like the not what you know, but who you know. But like when I started freelancing, when I started what I call my second career as a freelance graphic designer, as opposed to an employee graphic designer, I found that, okay, everyone that I know, they're all graphic designers, and graphic designers don't need to hire graphic designers.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily help that much.
Maybe we don't need to start there because I know we're going to cover that. Where would you guys like to start? I guess, like Donovan said, my first jobs came from being involved in AIGA.
Well, I think you touched on a good point that like networking for jobs and networking for clients are kind of two different things.
It's very different things.
Yeah. So
maybe we should just spend the whole time talking about that.
If all you know is people at advertising agencies and creatives, then, well, maybe you can get some of those freelance clients, some production work or something like that.
Yeah, the small
but
time.
But if you really want to get clients, you're going to need to know business owners and entrepreneurs and perhaps even marketing directors.
Right. Well, yeah, you need to know people in companies, people doing business outside of the world of design. And for me, I found that to be really, really ridiculously hard because I didn't know anybody who did anything, and all of my friends who were not designers are, you know, like young people, like my neighbors, and, you know, you don't want to hit your neighbor up for business because that's tacky. Yeah. You know, we should talk about being tacky for a second. Adam Nielsen, of all people, Adam Nielsen, he's a young guy, he's a young cat, but he's got a little bit of wisdom under that that mop of hair that he has. Best piece of networking advice he gave me was don't treat people like paychecks. Treat people like people.
Right.
And I think that is networking 101 right there. It's almost like I hate the word networking because it implies that you're not actually developing a friendship with someone when I think that you should be.
Some of the best quote, you know, do the quotes, networking, put up the Bernard quotes there.
Yeah, that was good.
Networking that I've done, it was one you don't even try to. You just kind of tell people what's up and tell them what's going on. You tell them what you're doing. And then they're like, then a few months later, they're like, hey, I was talking to somebody. They need someone with your skills.
Yeah, I agree totally. It is kind of annoying when you go to an event or something and there's somebody there who is really strategically networking and they pull out the business card in the first 15 minutes or so. And so like you were saying.
My name's George.
Yeah, like.
I'm really pleased to meet you. Like, yeah, okay. Let's go get a beer and talk.
Instantly
like,
want
to
know
okay,
what you do.
Yeah. Shake. Like they do like the double pump shake and then they move on.
Yeah.
And suddenly
that's
you have
annoying.
A business card in your hand, but you don't know how it
right.
got there.
Yeah. I think a lot like you, I didn't realize that I was doing a lot of networking until all of a sudden I realized, oh my gosh, I've got like 250 Facebook friends or whatever.
Oh, Dave, tap the Facebook again.
And we're gonna hopefully have up a 36-point Facebook group by the time the show goes live.
You may or may not know this, but I already have 36 points set up. It's not a group; it's a person. I don't know. I totally fail it.
Cool.
Facebook equals fail for me.
But like I was saying, it was just following my interest, and the next thing I knew, I was surrounded by designers and entrepreneurs.
And then you're invited on the show, and boom, world famous.
Yeah, I know. So now I'm gonna be like totally famous after this show.
Yeah, well, I thought you were after the last time you were on.
Well, he's
what
the
hell did we even talk about?
You
is
are
this
the first
time.
He's the first repeat guest.
I was just gonna. No, yeah, because we had you on for the typography
I've
show.
I've been on
for
like
the
three
Smackdown.
Times. Now.
No, on the new show, you've been on twice.
Well, that's
it's
right.
The, this
yeah.
is the first
okay.
guest that's been a repeat guest. That's how good he is. At
I go down in history for this thing.
Yeah, this is networking.
Yeah, the type Smackdown. Did Adobe ever send you anything for that? They didn't send
you know what? Very funny thing though. That and this ties into networking. The very funny thing that night. On the plane back to San Francisco, I sat next to a guy who worked for Adobe Consulting.
Get the F out of town.
And he saw that like I was working on a Facebook application. I was working in Photoshop on mockups. And he's like, oh, I see you're working on this application. How's it going? Oh, you're a UI designer. We're looking for UI people to do contract work.
Is that what you're going to Chicago for?
No. It's funny. Well, actually,
I got really excited. I got really pumped for you.
No,
for a second.
I gave him my business card. But the thing is, that was before I redesigned my site, and it had like a lot of my old print work and stuff and not much UI stuff, so he probably went and saw it. It wasn't
that did you get his business card?
I didn't. Oh. He used to be the creative director of Macromedia, actually, this person. So,
he's probably on his way out anyway. Yeah.
He was
kidding, Macromedia guy.
Yeah, but that was an interesting story. An interesting thing with networking too is like
that,
is a good place to meet people. Sometimes.
Let's make a picking up on chicks analogy. That's like running into a hot chick in a bar and giving her your number, but never get hers.
Yeah, I don't know.
And she went to your Facebook page, saw your friends, was like,
I can't blame somebody very high up in Adobe not necessarily wanting to give out their contact information, and you know.
Nah, I've got cards bombarded from people, and that's, you know, one thing talking about networking. That will sound like bragging what I just about said right there, but if you go to things like a great place to do networking in industries, of course, local events or national conferences, things like the HOW conference, things like the AIGA conference. I met a ton of people. You know, I hung out with Mark English, knew my name for like 2 days. It was amazing. I met him like 4 or 5 times before then, but he actually this time would be, oh, there's that neat guy. And then and also Pash, who hates it when I would introduce him as Pash, the guy that wrote Inspirability. He hated that, but I was still stunned, and you know, hanging out with him and Steve Hartman and Justin Aarons the whole time, and none of that would have happened if I didn't go to the conference.
Right.
Now those guys I perceive to be my friends. Really, that's networking.
Yeah. Well, it's also allowed. I mean, this, you know, meeting these people and stuff has also allowed us to get a lot of the guests on the show.
Yeah. Oh God, yeah. We've gotten most of our guests through form of this.
I pointed out to you guys that I don't know if you realized it, but by doing this show, you guys are networking.
Okay, right talk now. To me about that because you're blowing my mind.
Yeah, so you've created this identity for yourselves, and you're self-promoting, and you're creating name recognition, and
I'm Donovan Beery.
I'm Nate Voss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I actually was talking to a friend one time, Nate, who said, oh my God, somebody told me that I totally need to meet Nate Voss sometime.
Oh God, shut your mouth.
I'm not kidding.
That did not happen at all.
I'm not kidding.
Was it Ashley?
No, yeah. I can give you details later.
Okay, if that's a real story, I do want to hear. But
this is professional.
Yeah. Now, I feel terrible. But there were also people in at the Denver conference who knew me from the show, just like what you're describing. And I didn't get business cards, and so now I feel like I know them, but I don't know them. And
oh yeah, you didn't get cards. You gotta get cards. Follow up on the LinkedIn or the Facebook, and
that's what I keep telling Nate every time. Every time we're out somewhere, I'm like, dude, you work for yourself. You gotta hand out your card because nobody will know who you are.
Well, now that I got
and of
some,
course,
now
every
that I got
time
some
I
flow again, I can get some new cards, and Ben's doing another letterpress party coming up, so I might make some there.
Yeah, speaking of cards, some people are maybe apprehensive to get cards because they don't want to spend all the money to get really high-quality cards,
but yeah.
I really find that the cheap cards from Vistaprint work fine for me.
Oh, yeah. Some of the best reception we got was when we moved offices.
I designed my own, but yeah.
When we moved offices, I made just a handful of temporary cards that were, you know, duplex stocked on card stock and just straight black and white laser printer, and they went over very well. So
yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be a high budget thing. And well, I mean, as far as also getting cards, I know the first paid internship that I ever got was from going to a Meet the Pros portfolio event, where really you're going there to meet professionals and have them look at your portfolio and get feedback and stuff.
Student portfolio.
Yeah. This is an Omaha event.
Omaha Meet the Pros event. Gets a ton of play on this show, but wherever mainly you are, we spoke there's at events
it,
so,
yeah.
like
yeah.
this.
Yeah, and I got a business card, and now I think of it as a strategy, but at the time it was just second nature to me that like I followed up with each of those people and I emailed them, and I didn't ask for much. All I said was, you know, thank you for coming to that event and reviewing my portfolio because they had taken time out of their day, and I was just showing my appreciation for it. But then what I didn't realize, though, was that then I was in their email box, and it was all they had to do was just press a button and they were back in contact with me.
Yeah.
And so instantly we'd, you know, taken the relationship to the next level.
Well, and there's another thing to what you said just there. You didn't email them and ask for a job.
Right.
You emailed them just to touch base again. And I think that's an important thing because if you're networking and you immediately try to manufacture something there, try to make that turn and turn it into a job or an interview or something. That's not really networking. That's just meeting someone and blasting them.
That's
for
use,
a job.
Trying to use people, basically.
You're just saying to go
that's
out
the
there.
Opposite. That's what we call bad networking.
So good networking is just going out there and like planting the seeds.
Yes.
Yeah, just starting the relationship.
The more seeds you plant,
the more trees that grow.
The more trees that grow.
Working off of your
you
common interests, you know, these people
watch
are in the
knocked
same
up
industry.
If you don't get that. Or no, 40-year-old virgin.
The networking goes both ways. I mean, the thing is, as you go, you just want to treat people like, I mean, you'd want to be treated. Like, I remember I originally met Bennett when he was an intern at where I used to work.
Mm-hmm.
And they just introduced me, hey, here's the new intern. And, you know, like, a lot of times you're like, oh, it's someone's new intern. You blow him off. But I'm like, oh, yeah, he seems like a nice guy and stuff. Talked to him a little bit. And then I want to say, like, a few years later, I run into him at an AIG event here in Omaha, start talking to him. He's like, oh, hey, I remember you. And
yeah.
Somehow, a couple years later, I was invited to write on his blog.
Yeah, now here you are doing this.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be like a...
I blame this on Bennett. It's all his fault.
Yeah, it really is.
I should have ignored him at that wedding.
It's amazing how many things you can pin on Bennett Allsworth. I got nowhere to go from there.
Well, I was just going to say that, imagine if when you met Bennett, you would have been like, oh, hey, can you do whatever things you ever got from Bennett? I don't know.
Yeah, hey, it's nice to meet you, Donovan Berry. Can you hook me up with a job? I can't has paycheck. No, that's where I think a lot of young people go wrong. And I think that, you know, it's kind of sad that you'll see some older professionals do the same thing where it becomes the guy at the party who shakes your hand twice and says, oh, I'm very pleased to meet you. And then what is it?
Just takes
networking
patience.
Is just another is a glorified business term for having a relationship with someone,
right.
Hopefully a friendship. You know, if I were to move to Chicago, like some people I know that might be doing that, there are people there that I would just give a ring to and just say, I think I'm moving to Chicago.
Right.
And that's it. And then they, you know, then.
Well, I would tell them why you're moving there. You'd say, hey, I'm moving to Chicago. You know, I'm going to be in the area. And then they'll say, oh, what's up? And you say, I'm going to look for a job, blah, blah. And they may not have anything, so you don't ask for it, but they may know somebody who does. So.
Well, and one of the coolest things kind of that to that effect, this was true when I got out of college, and I found it to be true today. You know, there's another kind of networking out there. If you're just like a member of, say, an organization like AIGA, you don't have to know someone. You can just be in something like AIGA and move to a town and say, hey, I'm here. I'm in AIGA. So are you. Help a brother out.
Yeah.
And most people, at least in our industry, I've found most people are you know, pretty good about –
Yeah, those are good resources
in that kind of situation.
I know that before I was graduating, there were a number of cities that were on my list of places that I wanted to live, and I actually flew out to Seattle to go to one of those portfolio events that they had there, and then also Minneapolis. You went to the same event.
That was a good time,
and did that because I knew that I was going to make valuable connections out of it.
I tried to make a connection with one of your fellow students, but she wasn't into me. Booyah! Great story. Okay.
I remember that.
Yeah.
But also, if there isn't an event that you can go to, you can try cold calling some places. I know.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about this.
Yeah,
it's on the list. Let's talk about the suck that is the cold call.
Yeah. I know that it kind of depends. I know I made a special trip to Minneapolis one time, and I was just told that, like, oh, you can call up any firm and say, I want to come in for an informational interview. And they were very perceptive. They were very receptive to that.
Receptive, yes.
Yeah. So I got a number of informational interviews at firms up there. But then I tried to do the same thing in Chicago. I'd call them, and I'd be like, hi, I'm going to be in Chicago next week. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, good for you. And
step off.
Yeah, basically, and like they were like informational interview. What do you know? Sorry, we're too busy. So
probably what you're
market.
Saying is when you're going in those. That's one of those things you can also ask if you go to like a local AIGA event, or if you don't have an AIGA chapter, the ad club, whatever it is.
I'm putting that one on Justin Aarons. Justin, what's up with your town, bro?
Yeah, but I think you could not only ask them what's up, you could say like, hey, how do I go about, what's, because they would know the local market.
Right.
Yeah, do you call and say, hey, I'm going to be in Chicago and I have $100.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can do whatever you want with your time, but I'd like to show you my work.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, one thing that might have been good would be to connect with more of peers. I know just this last time that I'm in town here in Omaha, I just met up with some people who are on like the web and entrepreneurial scene here. I just emailed them out of the blue and said, hey, I'm going to be in town. We should meet up and talk shop. And so we just met up at a coffee shop and chatted. And, you know,
How do you go about finding these weird groups like this that are more centric, like more focused than just straight design?
Well, I guess there was for me it was just I kind of got sucked in the entrepreneurial scene in Silicon Valley through a client that I had.
Do you just Google entrepreneurial scene Omaha?
No, I mean it just
you go Chamber of Commerce on that.
It just happens, you know. You just get out there and do the things that you like and talk to the people that you have things in common with, and the next thing you know, you're surrounded by people that you have similar interests with, and if they happen to be entrepreneurs, then I guess that says something about your own personality.
Yeah, and that's where I'm going to chase you on that one. That's great if you have an entrepreneurial spirit, but that's exactly what bit me in the ass when I tried to start on my own, is because the people, like my interests, I had found to be pretty centered on graphic design.
Yeah.
And then I had become kind of limited in my life in that way, and that all of my friends, and this is true up until very recently, were other graphic designers.
Yeah.
I think you got to just take a step back and realize that, yeah, your interest is graphic design, but if you go to a broader sense, like he's talking about, then you find that entrepreneurial whatever.
Yeah, and I think that going on. An entrepreneurial spirit is like hidden. We're getting to a different subject here almost, but it's kind of hidden inside of everybody. Like everybody wants to work in line with their passions and interests and make a living that way. I would imagine.
Would be nice. Well,
not everybody wants the responsibility that comes along with it, but yeah.
But they'd rather be at a job they like, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think so. For a lot of people, that's you know, creating your own position based upon your interests. But I mean, some people I guess prefer to have a regular job. But
well, yeah, and that's something we talked about a couple of weeks ago when Sean Adams was on. You know, and he said some people have that entrepreneurial bug. Some people want to be employees. There's upsides and downsides to both. The upside of being an entrepreneur is you get to do whatever you want. The downside is that you are responsible for everything else that needs to take place. You're responsible for your own budgets, finding new work, retirements, and all that. And then if you're an employee, you know, that part is taken care of, but you give up a little bit of freedom.
And I think that reveals something very convenient about the way that the world works, is that if you are actually looking for clients for your own firm, then you're an entrepreneur.
Yeah, true.
And
there you go.
If not, then you're a job type person, and
what if you're
being in the creative, you know, networking in the creative industry is going to be more beneficial to you than
what if you're in a bizarro role where you find yourself doing both, seeing whichever one sticks first.
No reason why you should. Yeah, I think, you know, trying little experiments in every little world there is, and seeing what takes off for you is definitely a good thing to do.
Okay, so what if you're looking for one of these groups and one doesn't exist?
Well,
what do you do, Dave? What do you do if you had to start your own?
Well, yeah, that happens a lot of times. Is that you might look on Meetup.com or you might look in Yahoo groups,
and there's, let's say, there's not a group for me to meet other dew drinkers that want to experiment with new flavors because this Voltage just isn't kicking it.
Well, then you have a fantastic opportunity because you can be the leader of your own group, and what group could you enjoy more? So you can set up groups like that through Yahoo groups for free. You can use meetup.com, which is maybe $15 a month, but really, come on, that's the price of a couple of drinks. A lot of people don't like to pay for it, and they have great tools.
It's like setting up my own Facebook group.
Or you could use Facebook.
Oh, David likes the Facebook again.
And that's free.
Really, you're speaking an entirely different language to me right now. So I could set up a group. Why? And what are the groups for? Like, really break it down, because I honestly, you get a group on Yahoo, well, zippity-doo-dah.
Yeah, well, you get a group, I mean, supposedly, if you have interest in meeting with people around a particular interest, that interest should be strong enough that you're willing to take the responsibility to create your own group, and you invite people, and you just go to a coffee shop and talk to people. Some groups become larger, where you invite speakers, and then you get, you know, drinks and stuff for everybody who shows up. Maybe you even charge at the door sometimes.
I've often thought in the past, I'd say week and a half, of supplanting the local AIGA chapter with our own graphic design 36-point group.
That
might talk to you later. That could be step two on taking over the world.
That's, man, I will say that. I think like, at this like point
we
group.
Could get better speakers anyway.
Oh, thanks, since I've lined up a lot of them.
Yeah, I know.
I appreciate that.
And I love those guys. Everyone that's been here has been fantastic because they've all been on the show.
Now I will say that that's another thing is like when you're in one of these groups, and even if you're in there for networking, whatever, you get more out of it the more you put into it. Like, I mean, I originally just went to a lot of AIGA events, and then being on the board for the last 7 years and like lining up speakers and helping with events, it's amazing how much more you get just by volunteering and doing the extra work.
Yeah, and especially if you start the group yourself. I mean, think about how much more recognition, how many more people are going to recognize your name and remember you if you're the one who runs the group, who runs the event.
Oh, they're not going to remember.
No, we're doing this,
they're going to remember us, but not for anything good.
We're going to start having 36-point parties. It's going to be you and me.
They'll be hosted at the Homie when the smoking ban goes. Oh, but smoking ban's probably over, probably intact by now in Omaha.
Oh yeah, because anyway, we'll talk about the smoking ban later after David tells me the story about people who apparently think that he should meet me. I'm still interested in that. Okay, so I hope that. Do you think we got any like decent information out there to people? I'm still going to go back to the original thing. Don't treat anyone like a job. Don't treat anyone like a paycheck. Networking means going out and making friends with people.
Just one recommendation on that. If you have a little bit of difficulty with it, and it sounds a little bit strategic and robotic, but it's really not. Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People is a great resource on, you know, learning about how people perceive how you are treating them.
I like How to Lose Friends and Alienate People. I think
that's also a good book.
Yeah.
If you need advice on either, you know, just post your questions, comments on 36point.com.
Well, you know, and that's
we sometimes
thing.
We even answer emails sometimes.
Let's
if you email us directly.
Because there are people that from Be a Design Group and from 36point who I feel like I know because they've been chatting with us for like 2 years, 2 or 3 years doing
the
show.
And some of them we actually
that's
meet, and
networking.
Some we never do. It's weird.
It's a whole new online thing. We drank with a dude in Denver.
Justin,
thank you. Who just listens to the show? He's a cool guy. And yeah. Apparently, we
you guys
play
are
Xbox.
Networking.
Yeah, and I guess right that, must, that might be a form.
And yeah, is Xbox in a form of networking?
Booyah! Yes. Vossum.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't have an tag. Xbox, but if you want to hang out with Nate, it's Vossum.
Yeah, we like to play to Halos. Peace out. Stop recording. Are we done? Is there more that you want to do?
Well, we got some more voltage if you want to drink some more than that.
No. I love that we're going to have the fake ending where I'm like, why are we still recording? It's going to be good. Maybe we can do a fade out.
Okay, we also have half a bottle of the Supernova.
No, we're going to pour all that shit out.
You still got the aftertaste?
It's all terrible. No, I've washed it down with enough
shitty
beer.
Maybe when Joe comes in the office tomorrow, I'll make him drink the rest
of
it.
Yeah, you mean Yak.
Yeah, when the Yak comes in tomorrow.
I don't like that name. Officially to the guys at Oxide, I do not like the nickname Yak. I think you can do better than that. Yeah, it's just like, hey, look at that guy over there. Oh, I think he's yakking.
His last name ends with Yak.
Yeah, and that's all. I would call him Big Joe.
And Oxide already has a Joe, so they didn't want to use another.
Wait,
Joe.
What about Little John? Call him Little John because he's a big guy. Done.
Tiny.
Yeah. What tiny?
Well,
play
okay.
That,
whatever you call him,
Robin
he's drinking
thing.
The Supernova tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
To send questions or comments to The Reflex Blue Show, please visit 36point.com. The Reflex Blue Show is hosted by Nate Voss and Donovan Beery, music produced by Dust Lab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.